media storm yesterday, Borry, featuring North Melbourne's Majak Dawe. We thought we'd delve into it from the other side to see how this could be properly managed. Now, you found somebody from sportsgeek.com.au.
Yes, mate. Well, Sean Callanan has just been, he's been over in Adelaide, and I think he's been talking to the Adelaide Football Club. I don't know if he's any relation to Ian Callanan, who actually runs around, plays for the Adelaide Crows, but he has as some of his clients, the West Coast Eagles and the Perth Wildcats here in Perth. He's got the Melbourne Storm and the MCG, Barney, over on your side of the world, up in Sydney, the Sydney Thunder. Some individuals like Scott Pendlebury and Harry O'Brien. Brian, so they are just a sprinkling of some of Sean's clients, and he joins us now. How are you, Sean?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, guys. And yourselves?
Welcome to the program, mate. Firstly, Ian Callanan over there in Adelaide. Any relation at all?
No relation at all. He's probably got far better football ability than I ever did.
Fair enough, mate. Now, just having a look at the storm that has embroiled Majak Dawe from North Melbourne, social media is certainly now starting to play its part in getting sports people in particular into trouble.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Obviously, it starts with a bit of an insatiable desire for everyone to find out what it is, so the tweets get a bit louder and everyone trying to be their own little footy journalists. And everyone can pretty much report it now. Everyone's got a phone and they can take photos and everyone can have a little bit of influence by Twitter or via Facebook.
Sean, where's the restraint here? I mean, just for instance, in Majak's situation, the club have come out, released a statement and said that he basically told a little white lie to the coach and that's why he's been rubbed out. And then all of a sudden people go feral and start typing in all the other stuff. I mean, who censors or controls all of this?
Oh, well, there isn't really much they can do. Everyone, it's freedom of speech and everyone can say what they want. But there's a few things. Everyone starts digging, so players need to protect what they're doing. So there would have been people trying to find Majak Dawe's Facebook account or his friends and try to find some information. So there would have been a lot of digging by a lot of fans to track down, and also journalists. You know, it's the easiest way for journalists to, you know, just see some player's tweet and then that becomes an article for tomorrow's papers. So players need to be savvy with using the medium, but there's nothing we can really stop. We know that footy is a beast that keeps requiring more news and the fans are really calling for it. So I think from a North Melbourne point of view, if they'd have been up front first place, there wouldn't have been that frenzy for more information to find out exactly why he was suspended.
Sean, you can be as private, and I'm great on these things because I jumped on that Facebook and then I left everything open and I didn't know about the privacy sort of tabs that you had to put on there, and all of a sudden I had all of these people that wanted to be my friend, which was really nice. But how private can you be in the world of media?
Yeah, you can be as private as you want. So for Facebook, we've done some training, you know, with the Collingwood guys you mentioned, and did a workshop with the Adelaide guys just earlier this week, where, you know, they should be allowed to use Facebook like everybody else does, you know, to keep in touch with your family and friends, the mates you went to school with. But they don't want to be both exposing their privacy and also the privacy of their family and friends. So they really have to be on top of all those privacy settings and effectively appear invisible, and you can do that if you follow the steps. But even then, you've got to be smart about what you put up there, because everything that you put up on any social network is only as you've got to trust everyone who's your friend, because they can cut and paste it and, you know, send it into 6PR or go and talk to the papers. So there's a bit of trust there, and our rule is pretty much make sure anything that goes up there, as long as you're comfortable that if the news gets hold of it, it can't really damage you.
Sean, in more recent times, some really big name sports stars have been caught out by trying to be word economical on Twitter. How do you advise the clubs and the individuals to handle that?
Well, again, from a Twitter point of view, they've just got to realise that Twitter is exactly the same as being on the radio to you guys. If someone, you know, swears or makes a blue on radio, it's going to be big news. So they've just got to treat the same media training that they've had from a radio TV perspective, and know that that's a public forum. But know that anything that they may do, they might think it's a joke or an in-joke. All the fans are watching every single thing they do, and it will get amplified.
We, um, so, Go on, Sean. Keep going. Were you brought in? I mean, I'm just looking at the Adelaide thing that developed, well, it wasn't that long ago, between Taylor Walker and Matthew Yench. You'd be very aware of this, where Walker floored Yench in an altercation during a training drill. And Walker to Yench on Twitter, "I despise what you did at training today. Memory bank for sure. Yench to Walker, really disappointed today with your actions. Time to grow up, Taylor. You're not a broken hill anymore." Then Brody Martin joins in. He said, "Hate to pick sides, but that was low. Can't wait for round two in the ring tomorrow," in which Yench responds, "Getting king hit in the nuts isn't. Dirtiest act I've seen since Milburn on Silvani." And it goes on, Sean.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, I did speak to the guys on Tuesday, and they were just taking the mickey out of everybody and just having a bit of a joke. But unfortunately, no one really can see that. You know, it's just an in-joke between the guys, and they've got to realise if they're going to have that little bit of a play and try to suck in the media gets to represent it however they want. And, you know, every normal fan can read that and see there might be a problem, and then there'll be other fans that are following every single thing that in the Twitter world, you know, there would have been 30,000, 40,000 people who saw those tweets in Adelaide and saw the full context, but there would have been 300,000 people who read it in the Advertiser and then in papers all across the, you know, the AFL reading world that saw it as a big brouhaha. But the players were just mucking around, and what they've got to realise, if they're going to use that kind of humour, they've got to make sure that the fans know, and more importantly, that the media know that they're just having a bit of fun.
So, Sean, with all the clubs and individuals that you deal with on a regular basis, are they, most of them got it? Are they know how to handle it now? Or is it
it's still a learning process. I mean, you know, you can go back to the States and see top rate, you know, whether it's LeBron James or some of the big basketballers make these same faux pas and bigger ones than those ones the Adelaide boys did, you know, every time. So it's a learning process all the time. And the fans are going to be watching every single thing they do. So it's one thing that they've just got to remember, that any single joke that they put out there could be amplified. And Shaq's a good example. He's a bit of a leader in the space. His tweet when he retired got 10,000 retweets. So pretty much, it wasn't too many people in the world that didn't see it. It got that much amplification. But his second most popular tweet was a really bad joke about Viagra. Now, it was a funny joke, but it went nearly as viral as his retirement speech. So you can't pick and choose what's gonna be popular on the internet.
So, Sean, where can parents, grandparents, guardians, etc., go to try and find out a little bit more about this? Because obviously there's a lot of kids out there doing just this.
Oh yeah, I think for one thing, you know, Facebook and Twitter to a lesser extent are actually safer environments than what would have been previously, you know, message boards and forums that were darkened and in anonymous places. So from as far as the kids' point of view, and this is what we're seeing, you know, with all the new draftees, if we're looking at prospective footballers, they've got to realise anything that they post now, whether they be a 13, 14-year-old, can come back to them when they go for a job, whether that job is to be an AFL footballer or to be an accountant down the track. You know, Google allows you to search for everything, so you've got to be aware that it's going to form part of your digital resume in a sense. So from a parent's point of view, and I've got, you know, three generations on Facebook, my dad's on Facebook, and so are both my kids, you know, it's a matter of keeping an eye on them. But then again, you know, the kids are well up with the technology, and they do a lot of the stuff privately, but it's a matter of having an open conversation and having them understand what their actions are online and how far their actions could go if they do the wrong thing.
With Twitter, can you, again, keep the settings private? If you want it to go out into the public domain, then you can just open it up? Does that have that sort of availability to it?
Yeah, pretty much. So Twitter is whatever you want to make it. You follow whoever you want to follow, and then you can decide who follows you by having a protected account. So if you wanted to follow all the footy news, but not really tweet, you don't have to tweet. You could just use it as a news resource. And a lot of people are, you know, they're following all their favourite footy teams, the players, you know, Charlie Sheen, they're keeping up with Warnie and Liz Hurley, that kind of thing, and using it as a news forum. And then what I normally say is, as you start feeling you want to chip in on a conversation, whether it be talking about the footy, watching MasterChef or whatever show, then start tweeting. And if you're not tweeting about anything controversial, there's not really anything to worry about. It's the same as having a conversation over the drip tray at the pub. and you know, you're not going to get any problems of you know, damages or people attacking you or anything like that, because it's pretty safe. And a lot of people are, you know, on Twitter especially, are pretty welcoming, up for a chat, and you know, you'll find people who want to discuss your topic, whether it's, you know, talking about the AFL and the Eagles, or you know, talking basketball, the Wildcats.
Sean, thanks for joining Carl and Brad tonight on Sports Central.
No worries, guys.
Sean Callanan there. We'll take a break, come back with more after this.
Love listening to the boys? For the